Amid national outrage over the Veterans Administration handling of medical services for veterans and congressional calls for the resignation of VA Secretary General Eric Shinseki, Senator Mark Begich today stopped short of calling for a resignation. But Begich said officials from the top down will be held accountable when Shinseki's report comes out. Begich spoke at the Anchorage Neighborhood Health Clinic, where he touted a collaboration in Alaska between the VA, the IHS, and the neighborhood clinic to address veterans' health care needs wherever they live.
For example, up in Nome, a beautiful new hospital up there, 800 veterans there, Native and non-Native, but they could not use that hospital. They had to fly to the hub, they were in a village, fly to Anchorage for service, or go to Seattle. So we figured out through these agreements, which were not easy, and they're still being worked on, a lot of complication, but we figured out now that if you're a veteran in a place like that, you could walk across the street if you want to get that service right next door, and the VA will reimburse them.
Because of the agreements in Alaska, veterans can now go to 26 tribal health facilities across the state, and in Anchorage, they can be seen at the neighborhood health clinic. Begich said in 2009, Alaska's VA facility had 1,000 veterans on a waiting list of 90 to 120 days. Now the list has dwindled to 10, and the wait time for new veterans is about 8 days. Susan Yeager is director of VA services for Alaska. She confirmed the streamlined process and said the Alaska VA budget has gone from $150 million to $206 million this year.
And the big change there was in 2010, it was decided that patients with cancer needs should receive care in Alaska. Because VA normally is a hub spoke. Normally we'd be sending to Seattle. And it was determined at that time it's better, more honoring veterans to receive that cancer care here in Alaska. And so then in 2011, that concept was expanded to any of the care that can be provided to an eligible veteran in Alaska should be.
Yeager said the Alaska VA facility passed a surprise inspection of their scheduling system and were told by VA inspectors they are scheduling in the right way. Kimberly Cohen is executive director of the Anchorage Neighborhood Health Clinic. She said over the past 2 months, they've started seeing more veterans come in and are currently serving about 200 and hope for up to 2,000 eventually.
The first thing that's happened with many of our veterans is they're not too sure about us because they think a community health center is where the poor people go. And then they come in and they're welcomed and they see they get, you know, really great medical care. They get really enthusiastic doctors.
Doug Eby, the Vice President of Medical Services for South Central Foundation, says the Alaska Native healthcare provider is proud to be part of a system that helps veterans to be treated where they live.
Because the only statewide network of healthcare in this state is the tribal system. So the hundreds of small villages. So while it's 26 Native entities, it's hundreds and hundreds, over 200 village sites and small towns and communities where the only infrastructure is the tribal system. And it's now open to everyone. So community health center payments, VA payments, everyone can go.
Eby says there are currently 400 non-Native veterans who are signed up and being seen at the Matsu South Central Foundation facility. He expects that to grow to thousands across the state.